Blog Talk Radio.
Waiting to have done. I wish they would just go away, but they're already there and it's not going to change. So We'll just handle it. It's okay. We can do that. Anyway, hey. Hello. Another Thursday. Now I'll get back on here and be talking at you, be talking to you, be talking around you, be talking over you. Who knows? It could be all the above. Anyway, here's the last song that I got that John sent me right before, oh, I guess it was about 3:30, something like that, wasn't it? Anyway, it's going to be the first one I play. It's, did y'all know that Neil Sedaka did an album of music based on the classics? He took classical music and put words to it. And that man was good at it. He really was. And he did justice to the classical music as well. I'm going to be downloading song by song that album. So you could be hearing these now and again because I love these. They're absolutely fantastic. And of course you guys recognize the opening song as Elvis doing I Will Hold You in My Arms. I will hold you in my heart until I can hold you in my arms. I like that. Something of a promise, but, you know, hey, it's a song, so not really. But anyway, I like it anyway. But here is Neil Sedaka, as I said, and this is off of his classical album called Turning Back the Hands of Time. Oh, and get your Kleenexes out. Get your tissues ready because you're going to need them, okay? Turning Back the Hands of Time.
Of time. touch the face of friends and loved ones, to hear the laughter and to feel the tears. What a miracle this would be if only we can turn the hand of time, turning back.
Wow. If that's all the classical music you get, is that album by Neil Sedaka, it's well worth your time. He writes the lyrics, though, okay? But the music is classical music. It's well worth the time. It's like I can imagine a weekend away with this album and some Elvis music and being perfectly content. If there isn't any other music even, that would be enough, you know? And I can imagine sitting on the couch and cuddling a little bit and enjoying it. If you've got this weekend that you're doing or however, whenever, wherever, even just have the electricity and the stereo to play some music that you really love. Because this, I am downloading this whole album song by song. So, yeah, you guys will be hearing some of this. Now, let's see. Come on. Hello, how are you? I've got Sue in here, and I've got a new phone number, or do I know who this is, and I'm just not recognizing the number?
Oh.
816 area code. Can you say hi?
Oh, hang on. Oh.
Is this you, Victoria?
Hello. Yes,
hi.
Mute me, please.
Okay, I just wanted to say hi, sweetie. I kind of thought it was your number, but I wanted to say hi and get you to say hi just to reassure myself that you can still talk. but that's okay, darling. I'm glad you're here with me again, sweetheart. So you just hang out and listen, and that's perfectly cool, okay? Sorry
okay.
I surprised you so bad, but you got to be ready for anything with me. So, you know, just sit back in the chair, let your heart rate lower, and you're fine. Welcome, darling. Hello, Miss Sue. How are you doing, sweetheart? Sue? I don't know what happened to Sue. But she's been having internet issues, so it could be anything. Anyway, okay. Music. Yes. You know what I'm going to do right up front so that I don't forget it? Because it seems sometimes that just, and even if it's written down in front of me, it's interesting sometimes. But at this point, I am going to play a song that Anne recorded and sent to me. So buck up, baby, because here it comes at you. This is Anne singing Angel.
Angel, with those angel eyes, come and take this earth boy up to paradise. Angel, may I hold you tight? Never kissed an angel, let me kiss one tonight. If I said I loved you, would I be speaking out of turn? I'm only human, but I'm willing to learn. Angel, make my wish come true. Let me be in heaven, here on earth with you. Angel, never kissed an angel, let me kiss one tonight. If I said I loved you, would I be speaking out of turn? I'm only human, but I'm willing to learn. Angel, make my wish come true. Let me be in heaven, here on earth with you. Angel, angel.
Very good job, Anne. Very good. Very good. You're getting better. You really are. You're getting better. At the, you know, the balancing and stuff is what I'm talking about. Your voice has always been very nice, but you're getting the hang of the balancing and the recording and stuff. I'm proud of you, girl. That was a good job. That was a good job. All right. Are you back yet, Sue?
I'm back. I'm sorry. I had a doctor's call, which is not uncommon around here. It's been a freaking nightmare. I'm not living the dream. I'm living a freaking nightmare. And I'm about ready to pull my hair out and eat it, take off running down naked down downtown Dallas and eating my hair at the same time.
If you pull your hair out and eat it, that causes intestinal blockages, and you'll have another medical problem. Don't do that.
Well, I tell you what, at this point, I can't even walk, so I'd have hell doing that, wouldn't I? Oh, God.
You can't run
help
down
me.
The street. Did you forget? You can't run down
hell,
the street.
Hell, no, I can't run. I can't even walk right now. No. I'm having people coming in here left and right. I'm having to get keys made for people. It's unbelievable. I'm trying to find an automatic remote for my door so I don't have to worry about giving people keys, but they're not going to get out here enough time to do it. And, two, I've got a door problem because it shifts, so the new door lock would not work probably for long. The weather changes and it shifts, so I've got an issue with that, too. But, listen, enough about me. I'm tired. I don't want to complain. I've complained enough, but I've been in enough now to where maybe I can slow down.
I love you, girl. Damn. Too late. You already complained. So, you know, that's all right.
But
we
anyway,
can take it.
And your song was beautiful. I loved it.
She did a good job, didn't she? She really
yes,
did.
Yes, she did.
Okay. All right. On to the next thing. I think now I'm going to do Victoria's request because I want to get these things done so I don't forget them, you know, because
okay.
The rest of my list is basically things that John has sent me, and there's no way I'm going to forget any of that. So let's do this, though. Okay. She sent us something from Phil Collins. And I don't remember the exact year. I think it was, you know, the mid-80s, you know, 84, 85, somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
And it was very, very popular, very popular. At that point in time, I'm trying to think, we had just closed the record store. So
yeah,
it was still, you know, we were cleaning up and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Phil Collins, and this is, he went solo, you know, didn't have his band with him. Against All Odds. I know you guys are going to remember this one.
Yeah.
Collins is pretty good.
1984.
Okay.
I remember that song well.
Well, I remember it very, very well. I just didn't make note of when it came out, simply because...
January 1st, 84.
Dare I admit it? I didn't care. I'm sorry. The only reason Phil Collins was on my radar at all was because of the record store. And same with Elton John, and same with Billy Idol, and Nice Day for a White Wedding. I'm sorry. They were after my era. I never really latched onto it. If I heard it, it was fine. It was great. Didn't mind at all. No problem. But if I didn't hear it, I was okay with that too. You know what I mean? It just wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't some music I had to have.
Yeah.
I was more Chicago, Doobie Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, things like that, which is quite a wide range anyway.
Wow.
Because in that range, I was working at a country music radio station, so of course they had Merle Haggard and Marty Robbins and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Johnny Cash was still alive back then, you know, so... I had quite a mixed bag of music in my life, but there were just some later groups, especially in the 80s, that if I heard them, it was okay, and if I didn't hear them, I was okay. So that's just how it worked out. And I'm sure everybody's like that to a certain extent, you know. There's probably music they don't mind music with. You know?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I know who they are. That's fine. But if they don't hear it, it's not the end of the world, and their life won't actually be ruined. So, it's okay. And I had a song of mine that I was going to put in. The reason I mentioned this is I'm just seeing Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine, here in front of me. I was going to put my rendition of Ain't No Sunshine in there, but I did that back when I was recording on my phone with videos before I had this other system worked out, and it's an MP4, and I can't get it from my computer to go through my converter because my converter is for YouTube. So that kind of sucks. I'm going to have to research that. But, you know, hey, it's okay. If you did it once, you can do it again. So I could re-record it.
Right.
That's not the end of the world either. So, but it was just kind of disappointing because I was going to play that. And it's like, oh, I can't play that. It's an MP4. I can't get that converted. It's not YouTube. I don't have a URL. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
One of those little stumbling blocks that doesn't really mean a whole lot to most people.
right. It'll work out.
I've got enough others that it's okay, and I'm always in the works doing more, doing different ones. In fact, I'm going to play this one as soon as I get scrolled down to it. And Celine Dion did this originally. So this is a cover by Nana Mouskouri. But I think she's Irish, John. I can never remember. But anyway, she's got a beautiful voice, totally beautiful voice. And she's a beautiful lady, too. And the thing I like about her is she has the confidence that she wears her eyeglasses in publicity photos and on album cover photos. She gets points for that from me because everybody says, oh, no, let me take my glasses off. Well, she doesn't. She doesn't worry about it.
Mm.
And I think that is a whole hassle of self-confidence, and she gets points from me for that. I love that.
Yeah.
So anyway, John sent this to me, and we both love listening to Nana. So here is her version of Power of Love.
The whiskers in the morning. I'm
I love that song. I'm going to have to record that. I'll be thinking of that song. It's going to, all night. I'll be thinking of this song. It's going to go through my head until I sit down and do it. So,
right.
Be
well,
expected.
It's beautiful.
I absolutely love it. And when I was looking online in YouTube there, it had all these karaoke files that said as made popular by Celine Dion. And so I made an assumption that she was the original artist, but as it turns out, it was Jennifer Rush. Now, her rendition of it was in there, too, but they didn't say anything special about it, I guess, because her name isn't as big as Celine's, which is really kind of sad that they don't say something about the original artist, you know, and they let someone else kind of take the credit. But, you know, that was my fault for not actually checking it out and just assuming. So that's on my head. So I apologize for that statement because it's not true.
Oh, gosh.
You know how it is. I'm doing things like that all the time, guys. So expect it. Don't be surprised by it because I'm going to have to apologize about something at least once a week.
Right.
I get in a hurry, and instead of checking things out.
Oh, well, that's what I've been doing all day today, too, and it's been rushing me, and I noticed my heart felt like it was racing, and I'm sure it was, but I just had to go on overboard with things that were not finished and people not returning calls and missing calls because I was charging my phone, and I just said, screw it. I'm just going to calm down. I'm going to listen to the show, and hopefully I'll feel more relaxed once it's over with because today has not been a good one.
Yeah. Well, let's get started on an Elvis song. And I just heard somebody knocking on my door. I don't know who it is or why, but I'll probably go and see if he waits long enough.
Yeah,
probably
you should
my neighbor.
Go look.
But anyway,
okay.
I'm going to start an Elvis song first. This is called Hearts Made of Stone, and it's a live performance from January 15th of 1955. So it's kicking. So here you go, guys. I'll be right back.
Hearts made of stone will never break it. For the love you have for me, they just won't take it. You can ask them, please. Please, 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 relax. And all your life, love is at hand. You can ask him, please relax. And all your life, love is that empty. But they'll say, no, 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 your daddy knows. I thought you knew. Heart made of stone.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I heard that earlier because I just got back in time. Yes, I was right. That's my neighbor. He He made a Southwest hamburger, sweet potato fries, and some chili, and nachos, and brought some over for me for supper.
Well, that was very nice. You know what John
said?
That
was pretty...
He said it was the Mad Axe Man, and he wouldn't be back.
No. See, the Mad Axe Man hasn't found out where I live yet. He can't find me.
Oh,
so I don't
okay.
have to worry about him. No, that was my neighbor from across the street. Once in a while, he makes just a little bit too much. And this is the first time he's brought me anything like for supper. But he gets to making so much, and he knows I get busy and stuff. So he brought some over for me. And
that was very kind.
It was really sweet. He's really a sweetheart. He really is. And he is studying for the ministry. So that's pretty nice. He spends a lot
sure.
of time up in Atlanta with his girlfriend, though. So I'm like here by myself a lot.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
okay. You know, that's okay. That's one reason I moved out here. So it really isn't bothering me. As I get older, maybe I'll have to think about moving again. But oh well. You know, I'm not even going to worry about that unless I have to. So maybe I can just get somebody come visit me at the house and make sure I'm still breathing and leave me alone. let me live where I want to. Please don't make me go to town, you know. Well, I'm not real thrilled with Milledgeville anyway. I checked their crime map. They've got a pretty high crime rate in Milledgeville. I wouldn't want to live there.
How far is that
from you? 38 minutes. Okay. So, yeah. But I'm learning the way there and the way back, so it's getting to seem shorter and shorter as you get more familiar with the roads. You know, it doesn't seem as long of a drive. And everything I need except my car licensing is in Milledgeville. I have to go to Sparta to license my car, but to get my driver's license, I've got to go to Milledgeville for dentists and doctors and grocery shopping and clothes shopping and yard stuff and all that propane, all that stuff. You got to go to Milledgeville. So I probably could find some propane and things like that in Sparta, because they do have a gas company in Sparta, but it's just as far. So why? It still takes me 35 minutes to get to Sparta, 38 minutes to get to Milledgeville, so there's no difference. So I'll just go to Milledgeville. I'm becoming more familiar with it anyway, except I do have to license my car, and I have to go to Sparta for that.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just kind of going on my head right now, everything I've got to get done.
Yeah.
Now that it's after the first of the year, and I had to call my insurance company yesterday to get them to send me an insurance card because they promised they were going to send me one, and it never got here. And it's like,
right.
You guys, I can't get things done until I get that card. And so, you know. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Anyway, it'll get done. It's just a question of time. It's just
no.
a question of time. Yeah. And but it's sitting heavy on my head in the meantime. So that's just how it is.
Right.
Okay. Do you guys know or remember who Gilbert O'Sullivan was? Might have been.
Vaguely. May I remember the song, but not the name.
Okay. And that's fine, because that's usually how I roll, too. But this one was one that my ex's band did every night. So that's how come I can remember it. I used to hear it all the time. You hear it in rehearsal. You hear it in performances. You hear it. So if you don't remember it, you were dead.
Oh, goodness.
So, anyway, I was thinking of myself, hearing it that often, hearing it every single day. If I did not remember this song or who did it, I had to have been dead for all those years, you know. And But I remember it, so I wasn't dead. I'm not dead now. No. I'm more alive now than I was then. So, yahoo! No, let's do that right. Cover your ears. Yee-haw! There you go. I still got it. I still got it.
Still have it, yeah.
I did that in the middle of Walmart a couple of times.
Oh, God, you didn't. Oh, my God.
I did.
What kind of lips
did
there?
Oh, everybody just kind of turns around, their eyes open wide, and then they grin. You know, it's not too many people that have the guts to do that in the middle. I had found something I'd been looking for, and it happened to be on the shelf, so I let out the yell. It was fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lordy, it was fun. Anyway. Here's Gilbert O'Sullivan, and John sent me this song, too. Gilbert O'Sullivan doing Alone Again, Naturally.
When a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to dream a nearby town, and climbing to the top, will throw myself up in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that stuff, she stood him up, no point in us remaining, we may as well go on, cause I did all yesterday, I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play, but as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt, talk about God in his mercy, if he really does exist. Why did he deserve me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do?
At the top of the nearby tower to throw myself off. It's like, dude, I don't think, and you're singing about it? What the hey?
No kidding. No kidding. Wow.
You know, it's not a story of what he was really going to do or what's really happened to him. It's a song. But by the same token, you get involved in the songs you're hearing, and that one has brought me to tears in the past. Until I told myself, stop it. It's a song. It's not a life story. It's a song. So I quit freaking out about it. Which probably was the best thing to do, is to just don't freak out about it. If it was a true love story, that'd be different, but it's not. And who's going to sing a song about going to the top of the tower and throwing themselves off just to prove something to somebody? Besides, you're not there anymore. How do you know if you proved your point or not? That's stupid.
Right. Right.
I'm one of those, nothing is ever so bad that you have to end your life over it, because everything changes. So just don't let anything get to you that bad. You talk to somebody. Anybody but a friend is best. Talk to somebody. They're going to listen. And after you talk it all out, you're not going to feel like doing it anymore. And that's a very good thing. So...
Okay, I'll be calling you after a while.
Especially if you feel like ripping your hair out and eating it and running down the road. I mean, hello?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Naked.
Yeah, naked. Oh, we have to add that in there. Honey, that might get scary. You don't want to do that.
I think I'd get arrested, don't you think?
Probably within a very few minutes. They would be right there and saying, woman, what do you think you're doing? And you know, Ray Stevens would come in on it, and you'd be the subject of the song called The Streak.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I haven't heard that song in years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a couple years since I played it. Okay, make note to self.
The Streak.
Oh, yes, gosh and golly and gee whiz, and well, at least we got a laugh out of it.
That's
so
right.
There we go. Okay, I've got. There it is. John sent me another version this morning from Fort Worth on July 3rd of 1976. Live version of Viva. And he just baits those ladies. Oh, my word. And he does it on purpose.
I love you too, dear. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning. Fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime. Moon lights up the night. What? I light up when you call my name. Cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever. When you kiss me. Fever if you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, had a very mad affair. When his daddy tried to kill him, he said, "Oh, daddy, don't you dare, with his kisses, even when he holds my me tight. Fever in the morning, so daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you listen to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats are born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We give you fever. Sorry about that. Fever to you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way. Thank you. Thank you very
much. Oh, yeah.
You're good on.
I was looking at this little squirrel.
Yeah.
And put the little squirrel pole dancing on there. You know those silly little name
bikini.
Test things?
Little bikini on.
Yeah, wasn't that funny? Those silly little name test things that you can do. They're just for fun and everything. It's so funny. And they had one the other day that said, "What is your real calling?" I thought, oh,
yeah.
This could be interesting. I'm supposed to be a pole dancer.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lordy. I laughed at that one, but I put it on my Facebook page and I thought this made me giggle is what I put on there. You know, it's just for laughs anyway, but I thought it was hilarious. I'm supposed to be a pole dancer. Not at my age, honey, but maybe when I was younger I could have, but I was too shy then. So everything in its time, maybe in my next life. And maybe not.
Maybe so. Listen, excuse me, but I've got to make one call and I will call you back, okay?
That's fine, darling. Thank you for letting me know.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, guys. I've got something. Do y'all remember David Soul? Starsky and Hutch, the blonde, the tall blonde. The most thing I remember is that the scuttlebutt was he beat his wife up. And that is the only thing I ever remember about him. And that's really too bad. That's really sad. He was a good actor. And he can sing. My word, he can sing. So we're going to play a song that John sent me this morning that David Soul did. And he's done a few of them. I have heard a few songs from him, but I haven't heard in a really long time. But we have one today, and it's called Silver Lady.
Come
Oh, yeah. Just call me Silver Lady. Oh, maybe not. I'm a redhead. That won't work. So anyway. All right, guys. You know what? Some of you are going to hate me for this. But too bad, because I'm going to do it anyway. John sent this to me. And it just made me laugh when I saw it. And then I listened to it. And some of you are just going to hate me. That's just all there is to it. And that's too bad, because you'll get over it. Okay? The song's called April Showers. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to play it. Here you go, guys.
April showers may come your way. And where you see clouds upon the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffy blue. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along.
One more time now.
Whenever April showers come along.
Oh, I feel so good.
Great ending.
Yeah, I heard the ending.
It had a great ending.
Why'd you hear this call that I had to make? Was a return call to my office, the doctor's office. And, you know, I told you that they sent out that guy with a X-ray machine the other day because I was coughing so bad and had horrible congestion.
Right, and, right.
I just found out I've got pneumonia.
Oh, well, you already knew that. You told me you had pneumonia. And I told
no,
you
I didn't
you
tell
had
you that.
Pneumonia.
We suspected it. I didn't know it.
Oh, well, okay. We weren't 100% positive, but it's like, what else could it have been, right? I told you you probably had pneumonia laying down in bed all that time with your leg hurting. So, yeah.
Well,
that's,
that hadn't
that's
helped,
the thing.
I'm sure, but, you know.
No, that's probably
I get up and do some exercises, and I sit up on the side of the bed, move my legs, move myself around every hour on the hour, and I'm constantly moving in this bedroom, you know, trying to get this done and that done the most I can, but I guess I'm not moving enough.
There you
Whatever.
Go. There you
next
go.
Next song.
But, well,
next song.
I could have told you that, but I'm not going to tell you everything. You're a big girl. You're grown up. You can do it.
Well, I don't
and
know sometimes.
You know,
I wonder sometimes.
Oh, how grown up you really are?
I'm not sure how old I am anymore. I don't know.
Well,
I tell you what, when you get in this situation, you don't know what it's like sometimes. It's just overwhelming. It's too much, and I don't feel well, and I'm trying to make myself feel well. So, you know, here I am.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm lucky enough to where I can't lay in bed and not do nothing. I got too much.
And that's why they told me my heart rate was that was because of the pneumonia. And they've also got me on steroids.
Good.
So that's what's doing that.
Do they know whether it's viral or bacterial?
Well, I don't know. I'm on that strong amoxicillin with the CLAV behind it.
Okay. Ask him if it's a viral.
It would probably be bacterial if it's.
If
that's
it's a bacterial, yes.
He did
if it's
say
bacterial,
to stay on the same antibiotics. And
right.
Stay on
if
the
it's
steroids.
Bacterial, antibiotics will help. Steroids, I have no idea about steroids. I refuse to take them. So it's like, oh, you want to give me steroids? No. Find an alternative because they're not.
Well,
even going
they told me that's why my heart rate was up.
Probably,
because
yes.
Of the infection and because of the steroids too.
Yes.
But anyway, another lesson learned. Anyway, next song. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, but I'm just freaking out today. I've got too much on me, too much here, too much going
okay.
on with business, too much.
Out, go to the middle of the room, and do 10 jumping jacks.
Yeah, right. Like I can do that right now with my legs. Yeah, I can really do that, Jenny.
That's why I said it.
Now,
well, you can do. You could do windmills with your arms. Windmills. You
could
do that and just kind of
I could
do
jump
like
out my window, but I'm only on a one-level flooring. I don't have a two-story.
Well, there's no point to that, then. Never mind. But, yeah, you could do semaphores. You know, pretend like you're doing some with your arms. Get your arms moving. It'll get your heart rate up, and that'll also get
now
you.
Now, damn, heart rate's already up. Now it's 105. I just checked it again.
Well... You're sick.
I think
you know
I just need to calm down, shut my mouth, and listen to your show. Okay? That's what we need to do here. We're going to calm me down, okay? I'll check it in a little bit to talk again and see what it is.
Okay. You're going to have to calm yourself down, honey, because I'm not there to be able to slap you in the face or anything. So
I just need to calm my butt down. I know what's wrong now. At least I know the answer. Hell, I've been trying for 2 days to get that.
That helps. But you know what? If you've got viral pneumonia, antibiotics aren't going to help. You're just wasting your money.
Well, the steroids will, though.
I don't know. I don't really know anything about steroids. So I can't say yay or nay to that. But I just know that if it's bacterial, antibiotics help. If it's viral, they do not. So you need to find out which it is because he's giving you medications for both kinds. And he just
They did say to stay on the same medication. So evidently he's got me on the right track.
Okay. We'll just cross our fingers then, sugar lips. And that's how we'll run it. So there
well,
you go.
Do we have a good Elvis song? I need something relaxing.
Oh, okay, how about She Wears My Ring?
Okay, that's cool.
There we go. Elvis, She Wears My Ring.
La da 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 da. She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world eternally with loving care. I placed it on her finger to show my love for all the world to see. This tiny ring is a token of tender emotion, an endless pool of love that's as deep as the ocean. She swears to wear it with eternal devotion. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring. Eternal devotion, that's why I sing, because she wears my ring. This tiny ring is a token of tender devotion. That's as deep as the ocean. She swears to wear it with eternal devotion. That's why I say, because she wears my ring. That's why because she wears my ring.
I do like that. That is so nice. It really is.
Beautiful song.
Yes. And there's another beautiful song. Let's see. Where did it go? Yes, there it is. There's another beautiful song I'm going to play before I play some of this other stuff. This other stuff is great, but I haven't had my quota of Elvis today.
I never get my quota of Elvis because... I need to relax to some of his music, and, you know, I've got my internet working, but I had to change modem, so I've not set up Alexa yet to play my better music that I like, and I need to get over there and code her in, but I just don't feel like it today.
I'm having to restart my phone every half hour or so because my internet's not staying connected.
Oh, God. That's
and so
what mine was
my
doing.
Messages and stuff don't come through. My phone calls don't come through because I'm having to restart my phone. And when I restart it, then I get the message, missed call, or all of my messages, all of a sudden they come through, and it's like, what
the heck? Oh, it's so annoying. I hate that. And that's
it's
what I've been going through until I finally found out, Jenny, finally, that I needed a new modem. So
honey, this is
yesterday.
My phone. My modem is new. That's not my problem.
Okay.
Something's up with the internet. You know, something's up with the internet. So I need to call them and tell them. I asked the repair guy. He was out here for something else, and I stopped him and asked him, and he said, well, it might be because my computer is old, because the one I do my shows on that keeps cutting off is, 7 years old, something like that. And I said, well, that could be, but then today, it's not just my computer, it's my phone that's doing it as well. My phone is 4 months old. I got it in September.
Yeah.
So, it's not my computer. It's the internet. It's screwing up. But I'm just crossing my fingers and counting my lucky stars that it's lasting through the show so far. So, please, God, please get it easier. So, anyway, here is another favorite of mine that Elvis did. And it's just... sometimes you just got to do this, you know, when you find that person that touches your heart and you know that that's how you want it, this song comes into play. My wish came true.
My wish came true.
Love that song. It's absolutely fantastic. And you know what? Yeah, wishes come true. Sometimes dreams come true. Patience does come in handy. So, you got it. All right. Oh, I feel better now. Two Elvis songs in a row, and I feel better now. I feel better. Now, I've got one here. It's so cool. Okay, so cool. Oh, I got two of them. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny. Okay, I'm going to do this one first. Get up to it. Now, before that, just a little bit. Wow, I got a lot of gospel songs in here. That's all right. There's no reason taking them out if you're just going to put them back in again. Anyway, here is a song that David Bowie gave to Elvis to record. And they're saying that Elvis refused to do it. That's not true. Elvis did not refuse to do it. He just set it aside for a later time. But turns out he left before he got a chance to do it. So David Bowie went ahead and did it himself. It's called Golden Years. And this is a 2016 remake.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
turn up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
didn't walk luck and you looked in time. Never looked back, walked tall.
Yeah.
That's an ending you don't hear very often. Just done. Over. That's okay. That's okay. It's not dramatic, but it works. Better than a fade out. Okay. Here is... Oh, honey, does your chest hurt?
Yeah, it hurts, and I'm congested as hell, and it's just awful.
Are you using Vicks or Mustirol?
Yeah, I'm
or...
using Vicks, and I'm also taking Dimetapp. I'm taking antibiotics, steroids. I can't think of anything else. Can you?
No, not really, except steam. Hot tea with honey and lemon and steam. But the hot tea with honey and lemon is more for your throat. But if
right.
you breathe the steam, if you breathe the steam, that will loosen up stuff in your chest as well. So, and
oh, yeah, I'm sorry
out.
For coughing. I'm so sorry. This
no,
just,
no, honey, it, you're not doing it. No, no, wrong. Rethink that one. Back up that truck and repack it. You're welcome on this show, even if you cough. It's okay, all right? You deal with life as it comes, honey. You don't try and make everybody happy. You can't. That's just how it goes, okay? And you're fine
okay,
here.
Thank you.
You're fine.
Thank you.
If it gets to be too much, I'll just mute you. I mean, you know, it. Hang in here. It's
okay.
Okay. It's okay. I have one that John sent me this morning. And it's this older lady. It's an older lady, gray-haired lady. I mean, she's probably in her 70s, something. I'm not sure. Maybe she's just not aging well and she's only in her early 60s. I don't know. But she can sing. She's got a nice voice. And this song that she's doing is just really, think of somebody special. Think of somebody special because that's what this song is made for. It's called The Sunshine of Your Smile.
Hidden be, but I life could not hold a fairer paradise. Give me the right to love you all the while. My world forever, the sunshine of your smile. My world forever, the sunshine of your smile.
Yes, yes, and that was called The Sunshine of Your Smile. And the gal that did it is named Carmel Silver. It's great. It's great. I love that song. So, hey, this is dedicated to the one I love. Yeah, anyway, who did that song? Oh, well, I'll figure it out later. strange things go through my mind. What can I tell you? Anyway, so we did that. And you know what? I have another oldie by Albert Hammond. You guys remember that? I don't remember anything else he did. Did he do anything else? Albert Hammond. I don't know. Anyway, here's the one that I remember him doing, because once again, the band did this for a couple, 3 years. Never Rains in Southern California.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Seems I've often heard that.
I've always liked that song. It just got kind of matter of course, and you hear it without hearing it after a while, you know. But I've always liked it. It's a good song,
right?
Because you can hear it over and over and over and over without really getting tired of it.
Right.
It really came in handy when we were touring California, I tell you. That got difficult. That got difficult. You know, after a while, it's like, oh, please, I want to go home, you know, but, oh, well, I ended up in Arizona. Oh, Lordy. Anyway, Jackie Wilson, do you guys remember that name, Jackie Wilson?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Awesome. And I'm sure most of you do. We have played him before, and he was contemporary of Elvis, and this is, I've played this before, so I'm sure you guys are going to remember it when you hear it. It's called Rite Petite.
Well, look about, look about, look about, look about, ooh, wee. Look about.
Hell Hello. Where? There it is. Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'm going to play this one just because I feel like doing it. I hope you enjoy it.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the can have all the love you write. I memorize every line, and I kiss the name that you
Jenny. Oh, thank you, darling. In the style of the old torch singers.
Well, sure. Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all. I love those. I've got a few others I might play, but not today. Not today. I had my bit. I had my time in the sun, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, I played my song for today.
Oh, gosh.
And I just hope you guys enjoyed it. That's the main thing. Okay, I have one more. Yes, I'm checking the list. Yes, I have one more song that John sent me, and then I will have played the whole list of what I've gotten from you guys. And this is an old song. I mean, this is one that I think all of us learned when we were kids. Well, I don't know about you guys in the UK. It's a little bit different over there. But I know I learned it when I was like 5 years old. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So, this is that Carmel Silver again. And she's singing an old song called Beautiful Dreamer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto
I think the first time I heard that song was on one of those old musicals that used to be on Saturday afternoons.
Yeah.
That's where I first heard that song. And if I remember correctly, I was only like 5, 4, something like that. It's a very, very early memory. And, well, back then that was the thing to do. So it just kind of stuck in my head. Why? Only the Lord knows, because I sure as heck don't. But that's when I first heard that song. And it's like, it wasn't a popular song or anything, but it was always around. It was always around. So I thought that was kind of cool. And John sent that to me this morning. I thought, I know that song. All right, here it is again. We're going to play it. So I got that one in. That's great.
Pretty great. Very pretty song.
Yes, it really, really is. I'm going to play a Beatles song. And this song was one to where their producer, oh, of course it's going to desert me. I can see his face plain as day in my mind's eye, but I can't remember his name. But at any rate, they did like a documentary thing on the Beatles and all that stuff. And this was one of their first most popular songs. And he said they always had to save this for the last song in the concert, because whenever, or in the recording session or the rehearsal or whatever it was, this had to be the last song because it always shredded John's voice. Just after he was done with this song, he couldn't sing anymore. His voice was gone. So they always saved it for last. So here we're going to listen to Twist and Shout.
Well, shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
So good.
You know you got me going.
Got me going.
I never did understand all the screaming and yelling, but I didn't do it, so okay, fine. Hey, guys, I don't have much time left, so I want to say thank you so much for joining me. And, Sue, you're sick, honey, and you still hang in there.
Well, and I'm doing my best. I'm just determined not to get sick. I'm trying to fight it, but I don't feel good, but I'm going to work on it. I'm going to rest
too
here at the wall.
It's too late. You already got sick. Too late.
Yeah,
you can't try to not get sick anymore. You got sick. Now you got to try and get well.
Well, true. But I just...
Yes.
I want to lay down and go to sleep, but I don't...
Then do it.
Don't know if I could. I'm going to sit up and sleep. I don't want to lay down.
Okay, you mean support your neck, though, because I found when I do that, it's a mistake. It hurts. My neck, my shoulder, my back, it's like, get out of the chair. What? You want me to what? Stand up? What's that? So just support your neck very, very well and sit in a chair that's not going to let you slump over and hurt your back, because that's the last thing you need to have happen right now, honey. If you can support yourself... Well, if you can support yourself, though, sleeping sitting up is probably a very good thing when you've got pneumonia. Okay? So use your own judgment. You're a big girl. You're a grown-up lady. You know what you're doing. I'm trying to talk you into that, you know. You know what you're doing.
I think down deep I'm still a child.
Thank God for it. Yes. I know an 87-year-old that in a lot of ways is still a child, and it's perfect. It's wonderful. Anyway, thanks everybody in the chat. You guys were wild today. It was so much fun. Thank you for being here, for sticking it out. And I want to say thank you to everybody that was here as long as they could be and then had to leave. You know, I'm glad they came in for as long as they could, and I hope they enjoyed what they heard, and that they come back Saturday. We got another show coming on Saturday, just like this one. So come on in and have fun. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Shauna is having book club, okay? Supposed to be Chapter 16 of The Memphis Mafia by Alana Nash, and if I'm understanding correctly, that's what it's going to be. So you do not want to miss that, okay? That's tomorrow night, and then I'm going to be back on Saturday. So I'll see you all later. Shauna, we'll see you tomorrow. And have a fantastic night. God bless you. Get well, Sue, and we'll see you all later.
Thank you, sweetie. Good night. Enjoy it.
Still, I recall all the good times together, the love we shared, the fun and the laughter. How I wish you could feel what my heart says tonight, dear. I miss you, and I wish you were here. They lay broken in sorrow. The plans are made. My hopes for tomorrow. If I could, I would tell you I'm lonesome tonight, dear. Oh, I miss you, and I wish you. Yes.
wish